We will begin with a question this morning in the Warren County Radio Bible School. There's our school bell. Here's the Bible question we're going to ask. After Jesus died on the cross, someone came to Pilate and asked that they might have the body of Jesus. Now, who was it that came to Pilate? We're going to find the answer to that in just a moment in our Bible reading. We're studying a lesson on how Jesus dies and rises from the dead, and we're reading about that in the book of John. We've come to John chapter 19 and verse 38, and we're going to read through chapter 20 and verse 29. But the answer to the question, who was it that came and asked for the body of Jesus, is found in John 19:38. You might want to go ahead and turn there and read that. You probably already know the answer to that question. Make a mental note of that, and we'll answer that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, our question is, who was it that came and asked for the body of Jesus? Came to Pilate after Jesus was crucified and died on the cross and asked for his body. Let's begin reading. John chapter 19, 28. And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took away his body. Well, the answer to our question, then, is Joseph of Arimathea. You know, there's at least two Josephs we read about in the New Testament, aren't there? There's Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Mary was born Christ. And then there's this Joseph of Arimathea at his death. So there's a Joseph there at Jesus' birth and a Joseph at Jesus' death. But not the same man. Two different men with that name. But now let's go to our reading. John 19 and verse 38. And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked of Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took away his body. There came also Nicodemus, he who at the first came to him by night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as was the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb wherein was never man yet laid. There then, because of the Jews' preparation, for the tomb was nigh at hand, they laid Jesus. John chapter 20 and verse 1. Now on the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was dark, into the tomb. And seeing the stone taken away from the tomb, she runneth therefore, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb, and they ran both together. The other disciple outran Peter, and came first to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he seeth the linen cloths lying, yet entered he not in. Simon Peter therefore also cometh following him, and entered into the tomb, and he beheld the linen cloths lying, and the napkin that was on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then, entering in therefore the other disciple also, he came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away into their own home. John 20 and verse 11. But Mary was standing without at the tomb weeping. So as she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she beheld two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, and beholdeth Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary? She turned herself and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said to her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he said unto me these things unto her. John chapter 20 and verse 19. When therefore it was evening, on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven unto them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Verse 24, John 20:24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, which was not with them when Jesus came, the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. John 20:26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and see my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they which have not seen, and yet have believed. Well, now that's the end of the reading for this Sunday school lesson. The golden text is, Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. That's John chapter 10 and verse 17. The devotional reading is the 16th Psalm. It has this inscription, Michtam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I take refuge. O my soul, thou hast said unto Jehovah, Thou art my Lord. I have no good beyond thee, for as the saints that are in the earth, they are the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that give gifts for another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Jehovah is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless Jehovah, who hath given me counsel. Yea, my heart instructeth me in the night seasons. I have set Jehovah always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my soul in Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That is the 16th Psalm. Now the Sunday school lesson we're looking at was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March the 21st, 1926. It's about Jesus dies and rises from the dead. It begins with this geographical note. The place of the crucifixion was called in Hebrew Golgotha. The place of the skull, Matthew 27:33 and John 19:17. Our word Calvary means skull, and the version which we use in preparing these lessons so puts it. Why was it called the skull? We do not know. Some suppose it was so called because it was a common place of execution, or a place for throwing bones. Others, that it was a knoll resembling a skull. We have no evidence that it was a mount. No one knows either just where it was, but it was near the city, John 19:20, outside of the gate. For Jesus suffered without the gate, Hebrews 13:12-13. And it contained a garden, John 19:41. And it seems it was on a public road, Matthew 27:39 and Luke 23:26. Now here's some helps and hints for the teacher. The last lesson was on the last words of Jesus with his disciples before his agony in Gethsemane, his betrayal, his arrest, and his trial before the Jews during that most eventful and awful night in the history of the world. Teachers and pupils should familiarize themselves with all the events of this wonderful night, and therefore with all the facts of the crucifixion of our Lord. Study his conversation with the apostles in John 14:15-16, and if you are a faithful listener to this radio Bible school, then you know that's what we did just not many days ago. Emphasize Jesus' prayer recorded in John 17. First, his declaration that the most eventful hour of all time in the history of the world had come, the hour of betrayal and crucifixion, and his prayer to be glorified with the Father with a glory which he had before the world was. He based this petition on the fact that he had glorified the Father on earth, having accomplished the work which the Father had given him to do. Second, the five petitions he next offered for his disciples included for all time, that his disciples for all time to come may be one, even as he and God are one, is one of these petitions. Note the next departure of Jesus with the 11 apostles from that sacred upper room across the brook Kidron into the Garden of Gethsemane, John 18:1-2. The three who accompanied him into the garden, and the eight who were left at the gate, his agony in the garden, and his words to the three, his betrayal with a kiss, his desertion by the apostles, Peter's denial, and John's faithfulness. Jesus had spent other nights in prayer. Before choosing his 12 apostles, he'd prayed all night. He went out of a night of prayer into the transfiguration, and another night of prayer he went walking on the turbulent sea to his weary disciples rowing against the waves. But no night was like this one. We're going to stop in our reading at this point. You tune in into the next class, and we'll continue with the study of Jesus' death and resurrection.